Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state parties of Non-Aligned Movement and other state parties to BWC. The group recognized the particular importance of strengthening the convention through the resumption of the multilateral negotiation for a legally binding protocol dealing with all articles of the convention in a balanced and comprehensive manner, including the through verification measures, bearing in mind that the lack of such verification regime poses a challenge to the effectiveness of the convention, and urge the party rejecting negotiations to reconsider its policy. The group would like to reiterate its deep concern about the potential use and/or threat of use of biological agents and toxins as an instrument of war and terror. In this regard, the group feels that there is a great necessity and urgency for the state parties of the BWC to work towards strengthening and improving the effectiveness and implementation of this convention so that together we can fully address this concern. Pending a consensus of comprehensive legally binding instrument to the balanced and non-discriminatory implementation of all provisions of the convention, the group reaffirms that the review conference as the forum to make substantive and procedural decisions constitutes as an only authority for reviewing the operation of the convention with a view to ensuring that the proposals of the preamble and provision of the convention are being realized. While the group recalls its position on proposal related to compliance assessments, it reiterates that such proposals should not distract the attention of state parties away from strengthening the convention in all its aspects, including the need for a verification mechanism. Effective international action against biological threats needs to be universal, legally binding, and non-discriminatory. In addition, this cannot be achieved without strengthening national capacity. Recent developments once again highlight the need to conclude a legally binding instrument to strengthen the convention in all its aspects. In the past, useful work has been done in this regard under the BWC in the ad hoc group, and NAM continues to attach high importance to preserving and eventually resuming that work. NAM believes that the lack of a comprehensive protocol to strengthen implementation of all aspects of the convention has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7 to state parties to the BWC. NAM further reaffirms that providing and/or supporting timely assistance in accordance with the Article 7 is a legal obligation of state parties. While noting that state parties' national preparedness contributes to international capabilities for response, investigation and mitigation of outbreaks of disease, NAM reaffirms that this should not be imposed as a precondition for either provision or receipt of assistance. To this end, while welcoming the establishment of database open to all state parties to facilitate assistance under the framework of Article 7, a detailed procedure of mechanism for a timely, effective, and adequate response needs to be developed. NAM reiterates its conviction that the multilateral negotiations aimed at concluding a non-discriminatory, legally binding agreement is the only sustainable method of strengthening the convention. It recognizes, however, the value of intersessional ad hoc mechanism for promoting the objective of the convention. Thank you.